AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The World Health Organization says nearly 15 million people have died either from the coronavirus or the health impact of the virus. Here's the AP's Karen Chamas.
The WHO estimate comes from a report which prompted the UN agency's chief to urge countries to invest more in their capacities to quell future health emergencies. The figure is nearly double the official toll of 6 million dead. Most of the fatalities were in Southeast Asia and the Americas. The figures are based on country-reported data and statistical modelling. The WHO did not immediately break down the figures to distinguish between direct deaths from COVID-19 and others caused by the pandemic. I'm Karen Chamas.
Hong Kong reopened beaches and pools and relaxed other pandemic restrictions a day after China's capital, Beijing, announced it would ease its tough quarantine rules for arrivals from overseas. Sheriff Rick Singleton in Alabama says a jail official visited a murder suspect in prison before helping him escape last week, and her actions suggest their plan had been in the works for some time.
It's obvious she participated in this, and my guess would be that she probably orchestrated the whole thing.
A nationwide manhunt is ongoing for Casey White, who was awaiting trial on a capital murder charge, and Vicky White, no relation, the assistant director of corrections for the jail. Heavy fighting is raging in Ukraine at the besieged steel plant in Mariupol as Russian forces attempt to finish off the city's last-ditch defenders and complete the capture of the strategically vital port. Near Washington, D.C., Amber Heard testified Johnny Depp surrounded himself with an entourage of enablers to shield him from the consequences of his drug and alcohol use. Depp is suing his ex-wife for libel over a Washington Post op-ed where she identified herself as a public figure representing domestic abuse. Depp has denied ever hitting her. After big gains yesterday, big losses so far on Wall Street. This is AP News. An AP analysis finds a growing number of poor, high-hazard dams. The AP found more than 2,200 dams in poor or unsatisfactory condition.
The average age of a dam is about 60 years old, and there are many dams that are well over 100 years old.
Del Shannon with the United States Society on Dams says there needs to be a fix because a warming atmosphere is bringing more storms.
If you're in an area impacted by a flood caused by the failure of that dam, your life is potentially at risk. Should that dam fail.
The $1 trillion infrastructure bill signed last year by President Biden will pump about $3 billion into dam-related projects. Samuel Santos goes fishing at the dam at El Capitan Reservoir in California.
On an earthquake, a big earthquake, you never know what's going to happen, if this is going to hold.
El Capitan is on a growing list of dams rated in poor condition or worse. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by outsourcing around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. So when you buy from American Giant, you're taking a stand for hardworking people, local communities, and quality clothes. American Giant directly supports American manufacturers and ensures you aren't footing that tariff bill. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.